time to catch up on what's happening in Cleve. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Keith. How are you today?
I am very well, thank you. I understand that the school sports day is happening today.
That is happening today, yes. The year's 4 to 12 will compete in the Cleve Area School Sports Day today. So any parents or interested community members are welcome to attend and cheer the students on. Should be a nice weather for it today too.
Absolutely. And tonight, after that, can head over to the Cleve tennis courts to see the Eastern Air tennis final.
Yes, that is happening tonight between Mangalow and Dark Peak at the Cleve courts, the Cleve Sporting Body courts, at about 6:30 p.m. So that should be a good grand final. So get along and support Mangalow and Dark Peak.
Now I have to ask, exactly what is the Splash and Dash?
The Splash and Dash is for the junior primary students from years R reception to year 3. So they don't participate in the normal school swimming carnival that they have. And they have their own fun Dash and Splash Day, which is on March 29th. So it's water-based activities in and outside the swimming pool. So they love the event, the younger students. So get along to that on March 29th.
That's certainly going to be a lot of fun. And I understand that it's already time for grading for Ports Netball.
Yes, so Ports will hold their second grading night on Thursday, the 24th of March at 6:30. So just check their Facebook page for any more details that you need for that. So it's hard to believe that we're back into netball and football again.
It has come around very quickly, and Eastern Rangers are also doing the same thing, I hear.
They are. They have their first whole club training on March 31st, so that's with the football and netball together. However, the netball have decided to pop in another training, and that's from the grade E2 and up on the 24th of March.
Come on.
That will be just netball.
Come on, boys, lift your game, surely.
I know, black.
Maybe they're thinking about the EP field days.
They could be, which have been scheduled for August 9th to 11th this year. So that's always a very busy time for the Cleve community and surrounds, of course. So it'll be great to have that event back after it was cancelled in 2020.
Very much looking forward to that. Thank you very much, Kelly. We'll have a chat again next month.
Okay, thanks, Keith.